Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This episode is brought to you by FX's The Old Man, starring Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. The hit show returns as the stakes get higher and more secrets are uncovered. The former CIA agent sets off on his most important mission to date, to recover his daughter after she's kidnapped. FX's The Old Man premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu.
Hold on, I want to on camera. Give me, whose house, Chris?
Rand's house.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, I heard that.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Let's go.
Family will make you do crazy.
I'm now done.
Today's guests: Colts head coach Shane Steichen, Georgia Tech head coach Brent Key. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Hey, welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, live from Los Angeles, California. 844-204-RICH, number to dial, whether you're watching on the Roku Sports Channel or listening on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, TuneIn, and more. Good to chat with anybody who's listening to us whenever you want through our podcast, all 3 hours through the Cumulus Podcast Network. Once we are done, Chris Brockman and I today will stay after class and record the latest episode of Overreaction Monday. That'll be in your RSS feeds by the end of the day. We're excited also to say hello to anybody out there who later on wants to check us out through our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. We are soon to go over 800,000 subscribers to our channel, and we love every one of you, even though we don't know who many of you are. But that's just, it's what we call unconditional love. On this program.
Love is blind.
On this program, Shane Steichen, the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, will be chiming in about 20 minutes' time. The Colts are done with their preseason, like everybody else's. They take on the Houston Texans to start the season. That is how they ended their season last year, by losing to Houston in a win-or-go-home game. Houston went on and then went on to the divisional round. After winning a playoff game in C.J. Stroud's first year, Anthony Richardson's back. Lots to talk about with Shane Steichen on this program. Brent Key, the head coach of Georgia Tech football. Talk about college football, starting the season by snapping all of our lapels back and saying college football is back. Georgia Tech took care of business against Florida State. And he will be joining us on this program in hour number three of this show. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you?
I'm great, Rich. What up, man?
Good to have you back. Good to see you, Jason Feller. Hey. What's going on, brother?
Holler at your boy.
All right, very good. Shaolin to start the program. Good to see you.
I love it.
TJ Jefferson, candles lit. How are you, sir? Good
candles
to see you.
Candles lit. 800,000? We don't know any of those people. Not like a lot of them.
We do know some of them.
I mean, that's a lot of
people.
We
have friends,
man,
who have subscribed.
I'm just saying, in the big scheme of things, that's a lot of folks.
It's
watching.
A lot of folks. We're very excited. Very, very excited. Good to see you here on the program. Preseason football's over.
Over.
Done. Adios.
See ya.
Peace.
In the rearview mirror.
Peace out.
All that's left to talk about is the regular season now.
Oh, baby.
Auf Wiedersehen.
I got so many takes.
We're going to predict the NFC East later on. Every single show between now and next Wednesday, we will be predicting one division after another. Next Wednesday, we'll be doing our show from Kansas City, Missouri.
Ooh. Hey, now.
Where the season's going to kick off the following Thursday. Between the Chiefs and the Ravens.
Is it okay if me and Brockman eat brisket during the show? Because I think that's...
By the way, Eric Stone Street has already asked about our location to see if there is an outdoor portion of the location, and then he will hook us up. I believe Slaps is his establishment.
Oh, baby.
That Slaps.
So.
I can't wait.
So the answer is yes.
So it's cool.
Can't worse.
Okay.
Of course. Just understand that, you know, I might turn to you at some point and you could have a mouth full of brisket.
Well, that's just the...
Which might be a great name for a fantasy team, mouthful of brisket.
We're still compiling the list.
Yes.
Just the chance you
for
take.
For this year's team.
For next week's show, slated to appear on Tuesday's show to help us name our fantasy team. In the Fantasy Footballers League, you were out on Friday, the Fantasy Footballers.
So we're running that back, right?
Yeah, I've invited us. We're doing it.
We were a Final Four team last year.
I understand
just
that.
Saying.
I understand that.
By the way, they don't even have any idea when the draft is.
But the bottom line is we're in it. Paul Rudd will help us name our team next Tuesday. He'll be on the program next Tuesday. We're just cultivating capers around here because preseason's over.
Over.
It's fantastic. Regular season's upon us. But the preseason did not end quietly. The last game of the preseason, the absolute last game of the preseason on NBC.
NBC.
The final dress rehearsal for Football Night in America and crew. The Washington Commanders hosting the New England Patriots. And six snaps in to the first offensive set for the New England Patriots. Jacoby Brissett fades back to pass and puts on a KJ Henry suit because that Washington Commander was not blocked. He was not blocked. He was given free pass to the passer.
Well, what had happened there was...
Of the New England Patriots.
The tight end.
Jacoby Brissett has the entirety of KJ Henry's weight placed upon him. And he comes up, left arm clutching, throwing right shoulder. See ya. Out of the game. And then in comes Drake May. And the kid looked really good. Kid looked really, really good.
Really good.
So, there's two ways to look at it.
Really good.
Two ways to look at it.
I was excited.
But before we get to those two ways to look at it, let's hear from Drake May after the game in which he gets into the game sooner than expected and looked pretty damn good against the Washington Commanders. This is what he had to say after the game about the prospects of starting week one in Cincinnati. Should Brissett not answer the call, or should he potentially get the call from the coach and say, you're the starter? This is what he had to say.
Would you feel ready to play week one if you were asked?
Yeah, I think I would feel ready. I think I'm ready for whoever this football team asks me and ready to get out there and try to help us beat the Bengals week one.
Okay, he's already in full New England mode. Don't say too
Didn't
much.
Didn't say anything. I love it.
I like it. It's almost as if Belichick's on his shoulder saying, shush. Of course he's going to say, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Are you ready to play week one? Actually, you know what? I'm a little frightened of that guy. Is Hendrickson playing?
Yeah. Are we on the road? It's fine.
Like I said, nothing could prepare you for Hendrickson like actually being on the field with Hendrickson.
That's correct. And again, we're going to...
Thank you, TJ.
Well, again...
I don't know. I go back and forth.
If somebody's going to wear a KJ Henry suit, you don't want to wear a Hendrickson suit. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Now, that's one of the ways to look at it, but I don't want to get ahead of myself because the coach has chimed in on the subject matter. This very morning on the Greg Hill Show, WEEI... in the greater Boston area. This is what Gerard Mayo had to say.
What I will say is that this is a true competition. It wasn't fluff or anything like that. It's a true competition. And I would say at this current point, you know, Drake has outplayed Jacoby. Now, in saying that, we have to take in the full body of work, you know, going all the way back to the spring and the beginning of the training camp. And we'll see where we end up, but those are the conversations that will happen here over the next couple of days.
Well, now that's a change because he's been saying it's Brissett's gig and this is Brissett's competition to win and he's been in front. And now he's saying Drake May's outplaying Jacoby Brissett. So that's new.
Also factual. If you've watched any of the snaps, it's clear what Dre's
brought
to the
new.
Table. Yeah.
So now there's two ways to look at it. There's a reason why Brissett was holding his throwing shoulder last night because the offensive line absolutely needs work and needs more time together. And
thank you for putting that so like positively spun too.
Well, because
they're awful. Can we play with 10 linemen? Because that's the only way.
Like, I don't know if they're,
you know what I mean?
They've got some players on it, man. They've got some players on it. It's just they need time.
Yeah.
And in a world where pads aren't put on very often, or at least not like they used to be, and in a world where preseason action isn't enough, and a world where you get maybe your best work in practices against other teams, those days are over. Now it's just, you know, some work this week and you're getting ready next week for the Cincinnati Bengals. Do you want to put Drake May out there then? Really? Or do you want to get the offensive line working a little bit here and see what Brissett can do and let him wear the Hubbard suit, the Hendrickson suit? And after that, man.
Yeah, the first month is
the
not,
curve
is
only
not
gets
great.
A little steeper for New England.
Yeah.
By the way, first time I'm using my laminated.
It's good. It looks good.
Sheet. Thank you.
It looks good. I mean, the first 4 weeks are tough.
The first home for Seattle.
Yeah.
And then
Jets short week and then San Francisco.
Quinnen Williams on Tuesday's program talking more than just about what he was coming on to talk about.
Oh lovely.
And New England is at the Jets and then they're at San Francisco. And obviously, the curve gets steeper, too. It's not like Miami doesn't have some grown-ass men in the front seven. And then Houston, my goodness gracious.
No,
Jacksonville's
but,
got, yeah. You know, Josh Hines Allen.
Yes. No, but it's three of the first four on the road, two outstanding, like, top five NFL defenses in the Jets and the 49ers. You know, maybe you let... I mean, for lack of a better word, you just let Jacoby take all the hits there. Then you have four straight home games.
Well, one of them is in London.
A London game, but yeah, it's a, you know.
Yeah, I said this last week.
So
wait till week five.
Yeah. Or here's another way to look at it. Is KJ Henry the modern day Mo Lewis?
Oh, goodness.
Is he...
The man
who summoned the young backup sooner than anybody had expected and throwing him in the very, very deep end of the pool. And the kid can swim. Not only can he swim, he can swim laps. He can break records.
He can run. He can wing it. I mean, he kind of saw the full arsenal.
He saw
of what
the
he's
full arsenal.
Capable of.
It's why he was
night.
Third overall.
Yeah.
It's why a lot of teams are calling New England saying, what do you think?
Right.
And New England's like, there's sand, go pound it.
You know,
we don't care.
The comps were, you know, kind of a poor man, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. And you saw that last night with the running and getting out of the pocket.
Well, maybe he's not
some
a poor
laser
man.
Laser throws.
Well, the only reason why he could be a poor man's Josh Allen or Herbert.
He's 21 years old.
Is because he's on his first contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's the poor man's version of that.
It was still a nice signing bonus, I'm sure.
So.
You think he calls his bank and checks his... balance, yeah. Like Drew Bledsoe used to do.
How much? 18 point. Oh, cool.
Dude, you got to sit here and think about it. If the coach is saying,
listen,
we're talking about competition.
Yeah, it's legit.
If we're talking about competition and you're saying who's playing better than the other guy, then the guy who plays better is out there. Unless you're like, those guys up front, we can't get this kid killed. We can't get him 1 month in suddenly seeing ghosts and now we got a problem.
Right.
And this, to me, will be the conversation for the New England Patriots all week long. All week long, get some more practices in. I'm sure Mayo will step up when he is available to the media. He'll be a little cagey. He'll be having a little bit of fun. Unless Brissett's hurt, and then that's all she wrote anyway. But you did hear last night that maybe even if Brissett can't go, they're still not putting May out there behind the line in the first month of the season as they're still trying to gel.
What, are you going to start Zappy?
Crazier things have happened and been uttered.
Oof.
And occurred in the NFL.
Yeah.
And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do that. If you're like, we're not going to get our kid wearing a suit of the other player trying to sack him because somebody's coming in unannounced, unblocked, and the rookie in the jungle with everybody screaming and yelling. You might be, who knows, a touchdown down because Burrow came out to Ja'Marr Chase, who, by the way, practiced all day yesterday and is expected, like, he's back, so they must be close. And you're sitting there wondering if he can't see it, he doesn't check out of it, the line blows it, you want that to happen to Drake May? Then it's a totally different conversation. What do the New England Patriots do? But he did look really polished for a kid that supposedly came in
with a lot looking of question
so,
marks, yeah.
Looking so lost in his first right. week of training camp.
Sloppy footwork, et cetera, et cetera. Didn't see that last night.
I don't want to keep throwing your buddy Holly under the bus out there in New England.
I mean,
Ghost of Mac Jones.
Joe Milton was who, by the way,
Mac Jones looks pretty damn good in preseason action, too, for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And again, that's the last thing, too. It's preseason. Things happen. This may not happen in the regular season. That's why Jerod Mayo is now the HC. That's the job that he has to make.
You know who looked awesome in the preseason last year? Kenny Pickett.
I hear you.
And plus, haven't we been talking about Chris, you, in particularly, like, these guys are all going to be, like, UPS drivers and stuff later, so...
The KJ Henry's not that.
Yeah, not the... No, that was the Commanders, you know, first and second team.
And, so, by the way, but, they look good, too. Yeah. It's pretty cool to see. Preseason's in the books. We'll find out later this week what's going on with the Patriots and also the Steelers. Mike Tomlin said after the game, but both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields led scoring drives in their final preseason game. Who's going to start for Atlanta? We'll discuss that. We've got our NFC East predictions. We've got the, at present, first winner, winning coach of the college football season, Brent Key of Georgia Tech football in hour number one. But let's take a break. Shane Steichen of the Indianapolis Colts. How does Anthony Richardson look to him? And so much more with him when we come back. Let's talk about Sleep Number, people. We all know in the NFL there's no margin for error. A single mistake can change the outcome of a game. We all know that. And proven quality sleep, yeah, believe it or not, can boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall performance. You know that probably in your real life. The same thing goes in the National Football League, which is why Sleep Number is, in fact, the sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Partnering since 2018, 8 out of 10 players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference because being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out for recovery, that is game changing. So right now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store, or you can go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. See store for details. The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches. Back here on the program, did you have a good three-dayer, Chris?
Yeah, it was very excellent.
Did you find your chi? Where did you do it?
I went up to Ojai and kind of checked out, played a little golf.
Oh, you
well,
did?
And then... settled in for my Rich. I don't know if you want to hit this on the flagship as well.
No, well, that's fine. We'll hit it. I don't want to hear.
The length of my fantasy draft this year.
I can't wait. Let's talk about this after Shane Steichen.
My God.
Please, let's discuss this.
Okay.
Because, to me, you know where I stand on the subject matter.
I do.
And I did take
your advice this year,
okay,
actually.
Okay, no, please, so. let's hold on to it. Okay. And it seems, again, that you're being more of an adult about it just off the bat. Which is kind of wild because while you were off becoming more of an adult, Susie sat in your chair on Friday.
Lovely.
And turned my sleeper segment into a giggle fest with that guy over there who's already giggling about
geez,
it.
Really?
Yes. I don't know. But she She said she likes phone calls, and the way she said it made you laugh. And then for whatever reason, she then started making it sound like she's
a 900 operator.
Yeah. Okay. It was talking about how the Colts need to be spanked, and the Patriots are playing very, very bad. They're bad.
Social media has said that was one of the greatest, funniest.
It was, the feedback was terrific. I'm not lying.
Because here's the deal, Chris. Wow. You know, sometimes me and Susie, and you have to pull us in sometimes. We get unhinged.
I got to rein you in.
So she said, I was like, Susie likes phone calls. And she was like, I like calls. And I was like, why'd you say it like that? Oh, and then it went off. It went off. It did. Okay. It went off the rails.
And then I demanded that their microphones get turned off, but Del Tufo didn't do it because he was just sitting there cackling. Yeah, you were the only one not here.
Wow.
I know.
But the greatest thing was Rich had a look. He was just exasperated.
And yes.
He could tell me. To shut up. He couldn't tell Susie to shut up.
Now, there's one segment we certainly didn't show our kids. That's for sure. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Anthony Richardson is back. Jonathan Taylor is back. The Colts trying to get back into the playoffs, taking on the Houston Texans in a couple of Sundays. The head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, Shane Steichen, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Coach?
Great to see you.
Good to see you.
Everything's going good here.
Yeah, fantastic. Let's go through that. Now preseason's done. What happens now? Where are you right now?
We're going through roster cuts right now. Obviously, we got Tuesday's the last day to make them. We made a few yesterday, made a few this morning, and then we got a few more, obviously, in the next 24 hours. But going through that process now, and then we'll have a little light practice on Wednesday, get a good practice in Thursday, and then players got a little weekend off, and then we get ready for Houston week one.
Man. So what is the process like when you go through the cut downs? Walk me through what that looks like.
Right. Me and Chris get together. We get together with the staffs, go through the rosters, best fit for the team going into the season. Obviously, there's really tough decisions that are going to be made here in the next 24 hours. But we go through that process. Like I said, it's tough. But we have good, hard discussions with the staff, Chris and myself, and try to get the best 53 starting week one.
Then the hard discussions, obviously, with the guys you asked the playbook from, too, I imagine. Right.
Say that again.
And it's hard discussions with the guys you ask a playbook from as well. I imagine,
absolutely.
Too.
Dude, I had a tough one this morning. A guy that's gave everything and freaking worked his tail off, and you can feel it from him. You know what I mean? Mm. You can feel the effort that he put in. He worked his tail off, meetings, practice, did everything right. And it's just a numbers game at the end of the day. But I tell these guys all the time, just keep chasing your dream. Keep going after it. Don't let anybody tell you can't do nothing, because go after it. You see guys get cut all the time and bounce around the league and make a team and have a career for themselves. And sometimes they come back here on the practice squad and make a name that way. So just keep chasing your dream.
So let's go on the, opposite end of that spectrum with your quarterback, Anthony Richardson. I mean, this year, in terms of from my seat narratives, what people talk about, the upside for him, I don't know if it's being discussed enough, because we're talking about so many other teams, other quarterbacks. He might be a forgotten man, clearly not in your world. What are you seeing from him?
I'll tell you what, I love him to death. I love everything about him. I love the way he carries himself. I love the way he prepares for practice. I mean, we got a sample size last year with 4 games, but going through his rehab process, what he did to get back for OTAs and training camp and attacking it the right way, I mean, the sky's the limit for him. And like I said, I love everything about him, the playmaking ability that he's going to bring to this football team. We couldn't be more fortunate enough to have him on our football team.
And obviously, can't get too high, can't get too low. His response from the podium after his performance this week, where he said he got 2 touchdowns, obviously one for you and one for the other. Well, how do you as the coach take that when you see that response?
He keeps it light. It's preseason. You learn from mistakes. I mean, like with any football season, right? There's going to be highs of highs for a football team, and there's going to be some lows, and it's how you fight through that adversity and get through it. I remember last year as a team, we were 3-5 and we were kind of in a hole, and it was like, hey, we got to dig ourselves out. We got into it together. We got to get out together. And we made a run there at the end, had a chance to get in. So, just dealing with those highs and lows throughout the season. He's going to make some spectacular plays for us. I have no doubt about that, along with the rest of our football team. Couldn't be more excited for him and our football team going into this season.
So can you comp him? Anybody that you've ever seen? Anybody that you can that you've coached? Obviously Hurts. There's Hurts, but in terms of physical, in terms of how big he is.
I mean, you can say comp-wise from a physical standpoint, Cam Newton, you know, size and strength. I mean, that'd probably be the closest comp, but I've never been around a guy like this with his size and athletic ability that I've coached.
So what athletic ability? Just give me an example. Obviously, we did have a sample size, four games. We did see him preseason. What give me one thing that you've either seen in practice or on the field where you're like, oh, gosh, I haven't seen that before.
Rams game, we threw four verts. Aaron Donald, one got to the line of scrimmage and he had nowhere to step up and he threw all arm on a 40-yard rope to Alec Pierce. And I'd never seen anything like that. That was impressive as all get out. I mean, he made another play in that game. He scrambled out, hit Mo Alley Cox across, you know, the middle. But even for a young player, rookie, down 23-0 and to lead a comeback right there, to have a chance to win it in the second half, that just shows me like there's a lot of ability there for him in his future.
And so what was it like for you, Coach, to see Jonathan Taylor and Anthony Richardson at the same mesh point after you've been waiting for it for so long? What about that for you?
It fires me up, I'll tell you that. Two really explosive guys in the backfield that can do it all. And to have both those guys in there, with a quarterback run game. Obviously, Anthony's a big-time runner. Jonathan's a big-time runner, and it starts with our offensive line. Our offensive line, getting all those guys back, those five guys played their tails off last year, and that continuity and Chris signing all the guys back that we got, I think that's going to pay dividends for us going into this season for sure.
And said, listen, I don't want you to show me the whole playbook. You won't. But that said, I know you had a great soundbite earlier this summer about the concept of continuing to run Anthony Richardson, and you're not going to curtail that based on what we saw last year?
Well, I think this. Like, I don't want to take that out of his game. I know that. That's what he does really well. I mean, are we going to abuse it? No, we're not going to abuse it, but there's going to be a time and a place, and that keeps defense on their heels. I know he likes to run the football. I think, you know, he was rolling there those first 4 weeks. I think he had four rushing touchdowns, had some big runs that changed the game for us. So we don't want to lose that element of our offense, and we go from there.
But that said, he was doing it without Jonathan Taylor. I imagine that would change the concepts inside the 10, right, or 15 with him.
I mean, there's going to be a time and place. We'll game plan all those things in the red zone, in the field to play. But obviously, you want to get the ball to 282 and just hand the ball off to him at times, obviously, because he's a big-time runner. Like I said, our O-line leads the way up front, and couldn't be more fired up about that group, the quarterback, running back, and our O-line.
Well, in terms of you saying you weren't going to take the run game away from Anthony Richardson, I think you said something. You don't take the three ball away from Steph Curry, right? Is that what you said over there?
That's right.
Did you get any pushback that you should have said Tyrese Halliburton instead?
I love Tyrese, and you know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, shoot, Steph Curry's the best to shoot those three-pointers, and Anthony Richardson, I think, could be one of the best runners to ever do it. So I don't want to take that element out of his game.
I love it. Shane Steichen here on the Rich Eisen Show. And the rest of the offense, the passing game, obviously getting Pittman in the fold is crucial. Who are we not talking about here, do you think?
I mean, obviously, Pittman's the leader in that room. Alec Pierce has had a hell of a camp. He's coming on going into year three. Josh Downs had a big year for us last year as a rookie. And then getting A.D. Mitchell in the second round. I mean, he's done some big-time things for us in training camp. You can see his explosive ability coming off the line of scrimmage, you know, winning the one-on-ones. So to add him to the fold in that room is going to be big for us this year. And getting, you know, Ashton Doolin back. A guy that's been around for a little bit, you know, they got a lot of faith and trust in, is going to be big for us this year. So really excited about that receiver group. Reggie's done a hell of a job with those guys, coaching them up. So fired up about the offense.
And defensively, this kid Latu, we know he can flash. We've already seen him flash in the preseason. He dropped, I think, because of obviously some injury flags and things of that nature. Walk me through the draft process with him and why you and Ballard and everybody else decided to go and draft him middle of the first round?
Well, I think just the way the board fell, all the offensive guys going off the board, and we're sitting there at 15, and we said if something like this happens and we're sitting there at 15 and he's on the board, we got to take him. Watching him on film, had a chance, obviously, to go look at all the pass rushers, look at all their QB hurries and all their sacks, and he just had a relentless motor. Relentless motor. Oh, gee, hey, Ballard's in here.
Oh, great, great. Ballard. This is perfect timing.
Bring him in.
No. This is perfect timing, Shane. This is perfect timing because we talked about the draft with him before the draft. Is he listening right now? Is Ballard listening right now?
He's coming into the stream.
Okay, there he is. We're talking about drafting Latu, which wouldn't happen if I didn't put the whole six quarterbacks before you draft mojo in the universe when we spoke before the draft, Chris, right? Correct?
No, you predicted it. There's no doubt. You predicted it. And I looked down at my phone, and all it said was, I guess you're coming on weekly now. Yeah. And I didn't catch it at first because I was focused on the draft.
Yes.
And then after we took him, I go, oh.
By the way, I'm sorry.
Buzz that out of there.
Don't worry about it, Chris. You are who you are. You only know one speed, brother. Listen, I texted you maybe as soon as the word Bo Nix came out of the commissioner's mouth. I texted you on the spot. I texted you that you have to come because you said if six went before you drafted, you would come on the show at any point I asked for it.
There's no doubt I will. You haven't asked.
Well,
so, but you know. Okay. You know I will.
All right. You got it, man. You got
good,
it.
Good
okay.
To see you.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Bowder with a cameo.
Unless you want to be involved in all this right now as we go through this.
No, it's all good, man. It's all good. I'm appreciative of seeing you. Very good. There's Chris Bowder. See, did you know that, by the way? He told me that before the draft.
Sean, I didn't. That's news to me. I love it, though. I love it.
Yeah, because we were talking before the draft, and I'm like, you just want every quarterback taken before you draft because you don't need one. And he's like, yeah, because I asked him how many might go, and I said, what about six? What if six go? He goes, if six goes, I will come on your show whenever you want. Look what happened.
It was incredible to see him go off the board like that. I mean, I can't recall. Maybe you can. I've never seen that before.
It's because it's never happened. It's never happened. No,
I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible. Just all the teams needing quarterbacks and how it all went down, and to get Latu at 15 was a blessing for us for sure.
Yeah, and again, he looks good. There's no concerns. You have ready to go.
Zero.
Full go.
He's came in day one, pro ready. The way he works, goes about his business in here early, stays late, mess with the guys right away. They took him under their wings. Buckner and those guys. And you can see it. I mean, he's got an arsenal of pass rush moves, and he can get after the quarterback. And that relentless motor just keeps showing up and showing up. And he does it in practice. He got his, sack in the preseason game against Cincinnati. But I love everything about him and what he's going to bring to this organization for sure.
Shane Steichen here on the Rich Eisen Show. A few minutes left with the Colts head coach. Listen, I know you got to play him when the league tells you to play him, and you knew you're going to have to take on Houston twice this season. And you knew you were going to take him on at home. But week one, like right out of the gate, same spot, same team in the same way that your season came to a conclusion last year. What did you think of when you first saw that week one? Okay.
Honestly, excitement. I think the biggest thing is, obviously the goal for every team in this league, is go win your division and go make a run at the Super Bowl. But these division games are obviously bigger than most. And to get Houston, week one at home, right off the bat, obviously ended with them, and then get them right back in our house week one. It's excitement more than anything. Our guys, they'll be ready to roll. I know they're excited for the opportunity to go compete for sure.
Do you utilize that? This is the team that knocked us out. Do you as a coach go ahead and do that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's going to be amped up a little more because of what happened at the end of the year. But at the same time, it's a long season. I mean, this thing, like we always talk about, it is. It's a marathon. It really is. And I think you find out a lot about your football team, middle of the season, which way you're going to go. But obviously to get a, week one win will be big for our organization and for our team and get some momentum going into Green Bay would be nice.
So how much do you think about that, or did you think about it? throughout the offseason?
Oh, yeah. I thought about it all the time. I ain't going to lie. I mean, I'd be bullshitting you if I said I didn't think about it. You know what I mean? We were 15 yards away from winning the South, you know, and it's hard because of all the work and the effort and doing it with so many different guys throughout the year, you know, and going to the locker room, win or lose, saying that, shoot, we gave everything we had Monday through Saturday to get ready for Sunday. And I think when you have that preparation throughout the week and you can go in there with your guys, win or lose, and you there's no regrets. You're not holding anything back because you gave it everything you had throughout the week of the preparation, because I truly believe in this league, the separation is in the preparation. And you got to prepare the right way, do the extra little things, because I tell the guys this in training camp, like how we practice is how we make us. Like we got to practice to a standard and a level that's going to pay off in the games. And I think that's a big part of it. But I also think too, like, well, everyone's practicing. Everyone's doing the same thing. What are you doing individually and collectively as a group on and off the field? Are you in here early? Are you working late? Like if every single person, just imagine if every single person on your team did that and was the first person in at 5:30 in the morning and did the extra work, like it's going to be hard to lose. It's going to be hard to lose. You know, and not everyone's built like that, and I understand that, but if you can get more guys to do that and do the extra little things, that's when the teams just take off. And then that peer-to-peer accountability, it comes from the coach, myself, holding guys accountable. But when it's that peer-to-peer accountability, I think that's when it becomes really special.
Yeah, and then the word preparation right behind your head, perfectly framed in the shot as you're saying that. So one last football question, then one other one, and then I'll let you go if you don't mind. How about you? How about you in the moments where you're thinking about what you did last year and how you will be more, if you will, prepared for it this year? How much are you talking about that to yourself in year two? And what would that be? Do you think you'll be more prepared for in year two?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me, year one to year two, obviously it's all new, right? And everyone says, like, how do you know when you're ready? It's just like with any job you get, you know, you get drafted. Are you ready for the NFL? Well, we're going to find out. Are you ready to be a head coach? Well, we're going to find out. And I think the biggest thing for me was learning our players and learning how they all tick and how you talk to certain players a certain way. Because I believe you can't coach everyone the same. And guys are, you know, have different mindsets and think differently. And as a coach, it's your job to put these guys in position to make plays and to talk to them the right way, because some guys are visual learners. Some guys are audio learners. Some guys are rep guys. And you got to find that out as a coach on how these guys learn and how they operate. And I think that was the biggest thing for me, is learning our team, learning the personalities, and building those relationships with those guys. Because at the end of the day, this business is all about relationships. And if you're connected, you're committed to each other. And that's what we try to work on, you know, in the building, outside the building, dinners, team dinners, all those different things. Because when you're in the trenches and it's fourth and goal and you got to have it, or you got to get a fourth down stop, like it's like, shoot, you got me. Yeah, big dog, we're rolling. You're not guessing anything. And everyone's on the same page. And you go from there.
Yeah, I know, not to rope you into the conversation that we're having in the media, but Tua delivered a soundbite last week about the difference between his previous coach and his current one, and the current one sort of telling him he's great, and how he's clearly responded to that. I'm wondering if you heard that and what your two cents are about hearing your relationship with a quarterback and throwing an arm around him and what that would mean.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I can't speak on that, sure. But I can speak on a relationship with the quarterback.
Yes, sir.
I think that is the foundation for success, not only just the full team, but that head coach to quarterback relationship is monumental. I mean, you look around the league and those guys that have been doing it for a long time and have had the same coach, you look at Sean Payton, you look at Drew Brees, that relationship they had, and that thing took off. You look at Belichick, you look at Brady. And I'm just saying, like, those guys that are continually together and building those relationships and holding each other to a high standard, I truly believe that's when it takes off. And you got to foster a love for the quarterback, because it ain't easy. It ain't easy. It's the hardest position in sports to play. There's going to be mistakes. But as the head coach, like, I'm going to have Anthony's back all the way through this thing, no matter what happens. Like, he's going to have highs, he's going to have lows, and that's part of the development, and that's part of the growth process. But I'm 120% behind him, because I love everything about him.
Love it. Last one for you, Coach. One of my colleagues here on the show, TJ Jefferson, you and he have something in common, Shane. You have both been on Contestants Row, and
Let's
the Price
go.
Is Right.
Let's go.
Did you get on stage?
Oh, Shane, I'm sure Rich is going to.
No, it's okay. I will let Rich give you the story, please. No, no, he did. He did. He got on stage.
I got to the very end, Coach. You know, I was one of the last people to get called up. You know, this was during the pandemic, so there wasn't, 200 people in studio. There was only 12 of us that they picked off of Zoom meetings. So you had to do a Zoom interview. You had to go through the casting producers.
Yeah, the excuses already. Don't give a coach excuses.
No, I'm not giving a coach
excuses. Don't give a coach excuses.
I'm trying to set Coach up so we understand. You got up and you played
Master Key.
Master Key, Coach, which was in the bottom third of all games ever played on The Price is Right. I found
Mother
out later.
Excuses. More
I'd
excuses.
Never seen it before,
I can't,
Coach.
I can't even remember that game.
Right?
I can't even remember that game.
Coach, you set a game plan for Sunday, and then all of a sudden the team pulls a play out that you've never seen before. It's hard to be prepared for that, right?
You got to adjust on the fly.
That's true.
You got to adjust on the fly.
That's true. Now, Coach, what they're not telling you is I got to the very end. I got to the showcase showdown. I almost crossed the line.
Tell them the two dreaded words.
I'm sorry, Coach. What was that? What was your question?
What were you bidding on for the showcase showdown?
Here we go.
Happy you asked, Coach. Two Harley Davidsons, a really fancy telescope that you could see the stars, and then a trip to space camp, NASA space camp in Florida.
Gosh, you ride Harleys? You look like you ride a Harley.
I'm barely a bike rider, Coach. But can I ask you a question? Just based upon what I just told you, you have an estimate of what you would think the price would be?
What would be your actual retail
Harleys,
price?
Two Harleys. Your
a
space,
really fancy your telescope, space a trip to space camp
in Florida for a weekend.
For a weekend?
Two-day trip, three-day trip?
I think a three-day trip.
Three-day trip, two basic
hotel,
Harleys.
Hotel, flight, everything. Yes, yeah, sir. Okay, two Harleys. Gosh, I don't know what Harleys cost, but I think they're expensive. So two Harleys, I'm just spitballing. Two Harleys, 15, 30 Gs, space camp. I'm bidding 37,000.
Wow. Thank you.
What was the actual retail price?
I bid 46, and the actual retail price was 24,000 something. So
dang! So what are the Harleys then?
What do you think it is?
The Harleys must have been. I don't know. What is it? A high? Was it? Okay, you know what? I should went back. Was it a high end Harley?
Apparently, it was the most basic, stock to the bone Harley that they make, and they were $8,000 a piece.
Well, hey, I'm with you because I don't know what Harleys cost.
But you would assume, Coach, that they cost more than $8,000, right? A Harley,
I'm with you on that. There's no denying that.
Appreciate you. So,
What happened to you, though? What happened to you when you were?
I was 0-for up there. I was 0-for-6. And I was the second person called up, and all my buddies went down there. High school buddies who just graduated high school went down. Second person called up, and I was 0-for. I was bidding. I got to be the last person bid, and then all of a sudden it was the way it shook out, whatever. I was the third person in line, but four people went. So I'm looking back at my buddies, and Bob Barker said, it's your bid. And I was like, well, it's his bid. And Bob's like, I'm running this show. It's your bid. I'm like, all right. I got you. I'm like, what'd they bid again? You know, he's like, Bob. So I bid, and the next person next to me, he bid whatever dollar over. No. He went up. He went to the showcase showdown, and I was 0-for, but it was fun. I'll tell you what, it was a good experience going into that studio, and you watch it on TV all the time, and you're always getting them right. You're like, oh, I got that one right. Oh, yeah. And then you get up on stage, and everyone's yelling at you. I had a guy, I was bidding on a tennis ball machine, and the guy, I look back, and there's a guy right behind me. He's like, $1 million, $1 million. And I'm like, for a tennis ball machine? Stop.
What were your parting gifts, though? What did you get?
Luggage. I got some luggage and a baker's rack, and my mom still uses the luggage.
No way.
Amazing.
It's like 24 years. I said, Mom, I love you. We got to get you some new luggage, Mom. I got you. We'll get you a hard shell luggage.
But it still lasts. Yeah. That is impressive.
Oh, it lasts. Yeah. Oh,
her
yeah.
son won that on Price is Right.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing. Just real quick, I know we're over here, but my one time I met Bob Barker, because, again, if you're a fan of the show like that, I met him, and I went up to him, and I said to him, listen, man, I'm a host of NFL Network. This is like 15, 20 years ago, whatever. I'm like, I'm a host of NFL Network, and I just want to tell you, you've inspired me every single time I have anybody on the show, whether they're young or a rookie or a veteran, or I just treat them all the same, because that's what you do. You treat everyone the same when you can come to the contestants row, and it's just been inspiring. And he looks at me, he goes, do you want to hug it out? And I said, yes, I do. And I hugged the man. He actually gave me a big, huge bear hug. It was fantastic.
Oh, that's great. That's good times. Good time.
Same here. Thanks for the time, Coach. Appreciate it. Good luck week one and beyond. Let's chat down the road.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Rich.
And I'd say normally you look for my call, but tell Ballard to look for my texts and calls too.
I definitely will.
Take care. That's Shane Steichen, right, the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts here on the Rich Eisen Show. This is just a delight. That was delightful. And you know, TJ, being a diehard Price is Right guy, that luggage back in the day, 20 years ago, whatever, has to be Samsonite.
Oh, without question.
You know what I mean?
That goes without saying. It's lasted so long.
Has to be Samsonite. All right, we'll take a break.
And Coach, agree with me. You guys have been giving me a raw deal all this time, too, man.
844. Well, that's what we do. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your calls.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part, or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
There you are, you're clapping. Yes, you're clapping.
Oh, he's sweating. He's
sweating.
Wait a minute. Brow.
So he made it out of contestants row?
Yes.
He made it out of contestants row. I'm going to do a car. A car. Yes. Yes. TJ can win a car. Let's go. This is amazing. Go. All right. Master Key is the game. Master Key is the game.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to take a while. Okay, here we go. Oh, popcorn machine.
Oh, I'll take that if you want that, TJ.
By the way, you've got to bring in this popcorn machine if you win it.
Yeah.
I want this popcorn.
Oh, $41.
$41. It's not a $71. $41. It's $41. That's one key. That's one key. Grab the key. Take the middle key. Take the middle key. There's five keys.
Yes.
He takes the middle key. No, he's not looking. He takes the second to the right key.
I didn't look.
That's right.
Here's another key. Here's a basket. $584. That's a $58 basket. It's not an $84 basket.
No way.
What's in it?
You got to get what's in it, too. It's an $84 basket.
It's
an $84 basket.
Here's where I messed up. I listened to
That's an $84 basket.
I listened to the people.
Come on, TJ.
TJ.
$84. No, it went $58.
No! TJ!
Oh, he only has one key.
We need to find a friend.
Oh, my gosh. Come on, TJ. It's an $84 key.
Uh-oh. Master
Key.
Right.
Does it unlock the... Okay, it does not.
Oh, coffee maker.
No coffee maker. Coffee maker.
Okay, he's going to unlock the electric bike.
Mike.
No. Okay, all right. Does it unlock the car?
Oh my God.
Does it unlock the car?
Let's go.
TJ. Does it unlock the car?
Does it unlock,
the car?
Does it unlock the car?
He's turning the key. No.
TJ.
That gets me every time. Quite frankly,
it's too good.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network,
we just saw
the Price is Right segment from back in the day.
My pain brings you
now,
such joy.
Now, you said during the commercial break, you think it's better for content for this show that you made it all the way and then double overed out.
Price is Right is the gift that keeps on giving. Had I won, you guys wouldn't have. We would not talk about this.
The best scenario would have been if you had won. If you had both won both showcases.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have. People wouldn't come in and you wouldn't be like, "Hey, guess what? TJ won both showcases. It was great. Let's show." That never would happen.
I'm going to put this out.
You guys,
let me tell you.
Thank you, Jason Feller. Please help.
I like playing this.
I understand that, but we could still do that for other things in sports and pop culture than just do it for TJ. Now, this is fun that you did do that, and we have played the memes, and we have had a lot of fun of you looking directly at camera.
I did that on purpose.
Miserable, you know. But you did it on purpose. You had no idea that the director was going to take you from The Price is Right as you stared at the screen.
Well, I know the way cameras work.
Listen, I'm just saying, here's a good story. Years and years and years ago, my brother and I, we played a really sweet golf course just north of here. We never play golf together, like ever. And standing on the practice tee, mm-hmm. you know, hitting balls, warming up to go out just in front of us was Wayne Gretzky and his wife.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Janet Jones?
They were there.
Hey.
So it was at one point on the practice tee, it was Eisen Gretzky.
Wow. That is amazing.
That happened. And we chit-chatted.
Of course. How could you not?
And Jones, he goes out, and then I shot like a 120 and sculled a 3-wood at one point, and the golf ball treated the bird as if it was a Randy Johnson fastball.
Oh.
Poof. Actually I snuffed life off the planet with a sculled 3-wood. Smash cut to 2 weeks later. I'm at the NHL All-Star Game in Denver. I believe it was in Denver at the time. And sure enough, who yells at me from his seat just about 10 rows away but Wayne Gretzky. And he goes, "Hey, Rich, how'd you shoot that day?"
Oh.
And I have to, you know, what am I going to say? "Oh, it was great." No, I just said, "I shot a 120 and killed a bird on 12. And he just looked at me like, "What are you saying?"
Wait, what? Huh? Wow.
Now,
you heard me.
What's good for content? Maybe that story, but what would have been better for me? Hey, man. Shot an 88.
Yeah. You could have went 99 and like made a joke about it. Like,
that's my favorite story.
Mike Hoskins says I should have just told him I birdied.
I'm
just saying.
Yeah.
What would have been better for the content and maybe your story is to tell Shane Steichen, "Oh, I won both showcases." He would have lost his mind.
Yeah, and then he would have been, "Oh, cool story, bro."
No, he would.
Yes, he would. Like, no one's going to care that you won. I lost in spectacular fashion.
Help him out here.
And that's what makes it funny. Comedians.
Literally in life, we only remember the winners.
That's it.
What do you mean? It's better if
and
you
yet
lost.
We talk about me losing every single
because
day
because it's you on this show. But winning is all that matters in life.
And yet, you know I'm right. Feller, help me out here because these two like share a comedic brain. You know I'm right.
That's why we talk about the Cowboys.
Listen.
Oh,
listen.
Wow.
This is a Raiders fan.
Just go home, Feller. Just leave. Walk off, Costanza. Mic drop.
Wow. This is a Raiders fan. Wow. The audacity for him to. I liked it better when you didn't talk.
Been to a Super Bowl more recently.
Speaking.
And that's hour one. Hour two is just for us. Wow. Don't go anywhere. 844-204-RICH, number to dial.
Back up.
Wow.
Honestly, I think it would have been, I don't know. We are having our fun. We've had our fun.
You wouldn't be talking about the ping pong table still sitting in my apartment.
Well, no, we are still talking about it because it still is.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you would have had that regardless if you won the showcase or not.
But we just heard, parting gifts from The Price is Right can last 2 decades.
Yeah.
Shane Steichen's mom is still using the hard case luggage he took away.
Samsonite, you know it.
That's way off.
So your ping pong table's got at least 17 more years of literal shelf life or minimum. Shelved life.
Minimum.
Shelved.
You never know, man. I might go out. I might win Powerball this week, and then I'll buy a crib, and I'll have enough room.
Here's the thing. Here's what would happen, though. You'd win Powerball, buy a house, and then never move into it.
Oh, no, I would move. No, I wouldn't, because it takes me 10 minutes to get to work.
He would move into it, but he wouldn't furnish it.
Oh, no, I'd stay furnished. It'd be empty. It'd be furnished.
You'd go there and you'd
just
be... I got
too much stuff. That's the problem.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Couldn't tell with what's behind you.
Yeah, it's something like this. You know, it's all organized and whatnot.
Shane Steichen was into that, though. Really, like, let's go. Yeah. 0-6. He had a little bit of a moment with Bob Barker.
Wow. Yeah. And a moment with me. So
it's like, I run this show. Go ahead and bid.
Looks like I got to root for the Colts and draft Jonathan Taylor this year.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, not sorry. Why not?
Hour number two, 844-204-RICH. We'll chat soon.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate towards?
I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.